night was in our office. We broke down receptive every which way you can do it. Right? So when she get, but cognitively, wherever your energy is, you know, wherever you think your everything, your energy gonna follow. So it's kind of, when you're nervous, it just messes with you. So I understand. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this great opportunity. I am so, so grateful and so appreciative and so honored to be able to speak to your people today. So we ask you, Lord, to open up our hearts and our minds so we can deliver the message that you called us to deliver. We just thank you so much. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So, I normally I don't do this, but I had this little joke I had heard. I thought it was really nice. It was funny. So I thought I'd share with the congregation before I preach. So it's about this, some of you guys may have heard it. It's about this slick lawyer who comes into a town. Sometimes when people come from the big city and they go into a small town, man, they're always trying to hustle somebody. So they come into the little small town thinking he can run a game on someone. And so he went to this doctor. So the doctor said, I got a trick for you, right? But he didn't tell him that. So he set up a shop. And here's what it says. It says, the doctor opened a clinic with a sign that says $20 for treatment, $100 back if you're not cured. So the lawyer thought he had him. He said, I got this. This is easy, right? Right. So the lawyer, thinking he'd get $100 free, claimed he had lost his sense of taste. The doctor gives him some kerosene, which the lawyer recognized as kerosene, restoring his taste, and paid him $20, right? So he thought he was slick, thought he was going to get $100, and thought he had lost his taste. But when he gave him the kerosene, he said, oh, this is kerosene. So he said, oh, man, so he had to pay him the $20, so he lost that $20, right? The second time, he said, I got him this time. So the lawyer returned, claiming he had lost his memory so he can get this $100. He knew he was going to get it this time, right? So the doctor again gives him kerosene. The lawyer recognizes it as kerosene and complains, but the doctor says, you got your memory back and collected another $20 from him. Right? So the lawyer is furious, but he said, listen, I got to get this money, and this guy's not going to out-slick me. So the doctor says to him, all right, I can't cure blindness. That's what the doctor tells him. I can't cure blindness. But he'd give him $100. So he came and told me, I'm blind. He said, well, I can't cure blindness, so here's your $100. So the lawyer took the $100 bill and shouted, but this is only 20, the lawyer said. The doctor said, doctor replied, fantastic, your eyesight had been restored. I said, boy, there's some sleep people out here. Listen. The message today is a combination of I think it's a little bit of, well, let me say this. I think, I taught this on Bible study on Wednesday. I think it's so important that we struggle with so many things and we don't have the tools or the strategies in order to fix the issues that's going on. But Jesus, his real intent when he came here from Calvary is really to restore us, to really give us the keys to the kingdom, right? So Jesus didn't come to remove us out of the earth, right? So he says, when you pray that thy kingdom will come and that the will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I know in the church, we always focus on dying and get to heaven, but that was not Jesus' message, right? Jesus' message was be impactful here on the earth. So he wanted to empower us with the Holy Spirit so we can be impactful here on earth. Because God created us to be difference makers, right? And when you understand that and you really get it, man, it's life changing, right? Just to tell you a little bit about this story, I went to see Gary Titball last night, and we were talking, and Gary Titball says he had did something for some organizations. He had donated a lot of money to some organizations, and he was so blessed. And his son and all of them was able to open up the wheel and then give out the donations to the organizations while he was alive, right? So he and I was sitting there last night, and he was crying. He had tears in his eyes. And he says, it's just amazing. He said, I had no idea God was going to do what God was going to do when he had to do it, right? And we talked about the need, of what was going on and what was happening and all that. And Camilla had just got this bill for like $2,600, right? And it was crazy. And we had just I had just met with the team and said that you can stop giving me my insurance, all that, because the offering was low and it wasn't where it's supposed to be and all that. And we got to try to figure out what was going on. And then all of a sudden, she sent me this text. And when she sent me this text, I'm like, oh, my God. She said, you're not going to believe this. I looked at the text, and there's a check for a large sum of money, right? And I looked at it. I'm like, wow. Who? And I said, where did this come from? And it was Gary Titbaugh. So he had put us in his will, right? So I often tell you guys all the time that, and he came right on time. So I was telling him last night about our gas bill and things going on, and he just started crying because he said, you know, isn't God amazing how God works? He said, I had no idea that was going to happen. He says, and I just did what I did, right? But God does exactly what he's supposed to do when he's supposed to do it, right? And I tell you guys all the time, it's not about what you have, it's about who you know, right? And if you walk in righteousness, righteousness follows you. It does. It follows you, man. You know, we experienced it firsthand when they took when we lost the funds for the after school program, and so many people stepped up, right? It's people, man, that took their hard-earned money, and they blessed us, man, so we can keep the program going, right? It's all because of people. I want you guys to understand who you are. And once you understand the keys of the kingdom and all those people who made donations and contributions, they get it. They really get it, right? They took what they had, and they wanted to be a blessing to the kingdom of God, right? And I promise you, God will open up the windows of heaven and pours our blessings, man, we don't even have room enough to receive. And when you do it, we never, ever lack. Listen to me. We never lack. When I say we, I say people that understand the keys to the kingdom, they never, ever lack. They never lack. God is going to do things. I was talking to one lady, and she just talking about how she's just waiting for things to happen, and things is happening for her over and over and over and over again at a large sums, right? But that's what God does, right? That's important. And I want you guys to get it, right? So when Jesus was talking, right, and this is the title sermon from the bottom up. Everybody say from the bottom up, right? And I want to talk to you guys about the importance of understanding who God is in us, right? So now I'll give you the next slide, right? So here's the thing. Jesus was teaching, and Jesus says, behold, the kingdom, everybody said the kingdom. The kingdom of God is where is it at? It's inside of you, right? You can't be a victim in life, right? If you have a victim mentality or a victim conscious, you always think something is happening to you. Everything's happening, and you always blaming the external forces. You don't give the God in you the credit, right, that he deserves or she deserves as he or she blesses you from the inside out. And we often, man, looking on the outside, and anytime something go wrong or whatever, we want to blame somebody else, and we don't take the ownership, right? As soon as you take the ownership, I think the blessings are going to start coming, right? Because you realize that the God in you is greater than the world on the outside, right? And it's so important that the kingdom is inside of you. And the thing is, we have to remember that we always want to judge people, man, based on their sexuality, based on where they work or the color of their skin and all this kind of stuff. And I want you guys to understand, man, that the Holy Spirit is non-gender, right? It's non-gender, right? And I was telling a young man the other day, I said, the problem with the church, right, the church is so divisive, right? We call ourselves a place of unity, but we're so divisive, and we talk like this. This is our language. I love the sinner, but I hate the sin. Right? And that sounds good, but what you're really saying is, I only love you as long as you do what I think you should be doing. But if I think it's wrong based on my interpretation of something, then I don't love you. Right? Because if you love me, love is unconditional. Right? And it's important, And when you get the key and you realize that we are one, and here's the thing. I want us to get this as I talk about this. If the God that we serve pulled the blanket off of us, it's not a single person from the pulpit to the door will be able to crack that door and come in here. All of us got something going on in our lives, right? That we need God to have grace and mercy on us. So I can't talk about the moat in my brother's eye when I got a beam in mine. So Jesus said that you will know my disciples only by the love they show, right? And it's important to understand that love is an energy, man. It's a serious, powerful, powerful energy, right? And it transforms like never before. And when a person is down and out, man, when you give them love, it'll heal them from the inside out. I mean, love is just that powerful. So I want you to understand the importance with Jesus when he's dealing with his disciples, right? And we are his disciples. He wants us to reflect him in everything we do. Now, listen to me, and don't get me wrong, right? Because I'm not going to teach no theological message and all this here. We have to get to the point in life where we love people, man, for who they are. Because you don't get to change them. And when you think you're holding out and you think you're God's representative and you want to put somebody down and talk about somebody else's life, don't you dare do it, because God may just expose you. All right? And when he exposed you, the very people that you think love you will turn their back on you just like you turn your back on somebody else, right? And so just imagine if we all just love like we supposed to love. Because I don't follow you home. You know, I like Shaq. Shaq is my guy, right? But I don't see Shaq much. We may talk, so I don't know what's going on in his life. So I can't judge him based on a text message. Right? I can't judge him based on what's going on with him and his wife, because I'm not even in the house. Right? But what if I just love him for who he is? So if he's going through something, he's dealing with something, he needs somebody to put their arm around him and love him through it. It go a whole lot further than you quoting scripture in Jesus' name. Right? So as you start to quote scripture and all that and do it, just make sure you just love him. Right? I remember Terrio got up and he's telling him, the love that Margaret gives, right, and the effort she puts in to make sure, man, the people are pumped up every morning. Because that's what love is all about. That's what it's all about. And we are nothing but God's gift in real time. And the minute we understand it, the world becomes a better place, right, and nobody lacks. That's why when you read the Acts of the Apostle, he says, man, they gave and nobody was in need. Because they understood the concept of love. Because that's what love is all about. So I'm going to talk to you guys about understanding you, but you have to get you right. Everybody say, I got to get me right. I can't get my mama right. I can't get my kids right, my friends right. I got to get me right. If I get me right, that's all I can do. Then I express my love to them. And if you love somebody, right, then you just may have an opportunity to influence them, right? But if you talk about me, I promise you, you can't even counsel me if you're a professional. Because I don't want to hear nothing you have to say if you want to criticize me and talk about me. All right? Now, I'm not talking about constructive criticism. I'm talking, it's people that's gossiping and talking about people and like they somebody different. And you ain't nothing but 99.9% nothing. All right? And so I want us to understand the power of this. Everybody said we got to know the power of this, right? All right? Now, so Jesus said the kingdom of God is inside you. That means that God, the power, Alex, of God is operating inside of you. Everybody say inside of me. And so you can see him or you can see her every time you move, right? Because he's in real time and God is love, right? Go to the next slide, Jay. Nari. Right now. He said, then he said, Jesus, what's what he said? He said to them again, peace. Everybody said peace. Peace. Now, it's important because he didn't want a lot of chaos and craziness. So his mission was to keep everybody calm, right? If your emotions are out of whack and you're all over the place, right, you create chaos and disturbances, not only in your community, but also inside of you. So your body, you get migraine headaches, your anxiety is up, all because you're out of sync. Everybody said, when I'm out of sync, I'm chaotic. My life is a mess. I get a migraine headache and Tylenol won't do it. Right? Now, so he said, then he said to them, again, peace be unto you as my Father, he said, as my Father has sent me, I'm sending you. Right? Now, I'm about to deputize you and empower you. So God's mission is to send you out to represent him. But you need to be in the right standing when you represent him. You don't get in right standing through Bible study and all that. You get in right standing by going inside and doing the right thing from the inside out. You got to have a devotional life, man, between you and God. You got to recognize that God is inside of you and he's living inside of you. And he's moving inside of you. Now, don't fool yourself. We have what you call electromagnetic field around us, man. We're nothing but energy. We're nothing but electrical currents on a frequency, man, with information, right? And it's so powerful that some of the information we get in it with emotion, it blocks us up and it creates all kind of pain, and we don't know where the pain is coming from, and it's coming from where? Inside. Everybody say inside. You can't fix it on the outside. You can take a pain pill, but it's temporary. But when you really get healed from the inside out, right, you don't need nothing. Everybody say, I don't need nothing. So he's telling his disciples, I want you to have peace, right? He said, but I'm sending you out. Now, I'm not sending you out with all this craziness out there thinking you can get everybody right. Because peace don't move like that. All right, go to the next verse, Nari. Right now, he says, and he said, and when he had said this, what did he do? Everybody say, breathe. The breath of God is so important. Your breath in your body is everything. Once you take your last breath, it is over for you in this earth, physically. Right? So your breath is like God's breath in you gives you life. That's why you have to learn how to breathe. Right? Because your breathing, right, changes everything. If you're being chased by a wild dog, right, your breathing changes. You pant, and your breath is short and fast, and your anxiety goes up. Now, you fall in love, your breathing slows down. You see somebody look good, you see something beautiful, you're like, I like that, right? So your breathing calms down. And listen, it's everybody says everything. So Jesus knew that the power was in the breath. So he breathed on them. Now watch this here. And he said unto them, what? What did he say? He said, you need to receive this power. You need to receive this power. Because if you don't receive it, everybody says, what you mean? If you don't believe it, you won't move like you have it. If you don't believe it, you will not move like you have it. You won't understand it, right? If you don't receive the power of God in your life and the breath of God in your life, you will not receive the Holy Spirit. It can't lead you and can't guide you. Once you get it, it'll lead you and guide you in all truth. The Holy Spirit is so powerful that you don't need no man or woman to ever teach you. Because all the information is in the universe. It really is. Study it. If you think I'm lying, Google it, research it. All the information is in the atmosphere, right? And some of you guys pull it down with your intuition. You're like, man, I just got an unction. And the unction, it just came to you, right? Because it's out there. And once you line up and you get your frequencies lined up, oh, man, it's something different. And I'm going to show you in a few minutes, right? So he said, and he said unto them, receive the Holy Spirit. Watch this. Now, this is important in this verse 23, right? Whosoever sins, ye remit, They what? Listen to me. I'm not talking about you. Everybody say me. Everybody say it's an inside job. Listen to this. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are what? Remitted unto them. If I don't, right? It's important because it's an inside job. Right? It's now, because I won't forgive you. You can talk about God all you want, but I won't forgive you. I'm going to treat you like I didn't forgive you. I act like I forgive you. The sin is never forgiven. Listen, if you don't believe it in your heart and you don't forgive them, they're never forgiven. They're not, right? If I do something to Terrio and I don't forgive him, he don't forgive me, I'm never forgiven until what? He forgive me. Well, God forgave me. No, man, God is working in Terrio. Terrio got, otherwise I'm walking around, man, with an issue all the time. Right? You got to do it. That's why the God in you is so important. Because if you don't forgive somebody, right, not only do it mess them up, but we're going to know you didn't forgive them. Ask me how I know. Because you mad and you got issues going on and they don't even know you didn't forgive them. You faked it. But it shows up in your life because every time you get around them, your anxiety goes up. And you roll your nose. And you roll your eyes and you're saying something up under your breath, but I forgave them. You faked it out in front of everybody. Said, I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry, man, what I said about you, bro. But I ain't really sorry. Man, I forgive you, man, for what you did to me, man. But I swear to God, I can't stand that. I can't stand it, right? But I said it in front of everybody because they need to hear. Guess who had the problem? Me, because every time I see Alex, I'm remembering you a low down, dirty, and you better not never ask me for nothing ever again, right? Because I didn't forgive, right? He says, and whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. Because if I keep it, I hold it. And if I don't forgive him, I'm going to be sick, right? And you can fake everybody out. That's why we're in trouble in the church. Because we act like we unified, but we really divided. I don't even want to sit by you in church in Jesus' name. Right? Because we're faking it. Because in my heart, there's a blockage. Right? In my heart, is irregular. I got AFib. If I don't be careful, I'm going to have a stroke. I'm going to have a spiritual stroke. I'm going to walk around and can't do nothing. Because I ain't got a clot. And it done jammed up and messed up my nervous system. That's how important it is for you to forgive. Right? And the forgiveness is so important. It's for the body of Christ. Everybody says for the body of Christ. It's for the body of Christ. And we get to be unified. Now, listen to me. If I forgive you, right? Not only do I heal you, but also heal me. If I do something to Stephanie, right, and Stephanie forgive me, it heals me, man, knowing that she forgive. You want somebody, you know you did something. How many people did something wrong to somebody? Raise your hand. Everybody didn't told a lie. All right, now, so we've all done something to somebody or said something or did whatever, and we need that person to forgive us. We can't get over it in our spirit. I don't care. We pray about it until we believe in our heart that person has forgiven us. Once we genuinely know they've forgiven us, then we good. Now, I can pull a melody on you and block you. Right? And if I block you, I got to make sure I still forgave you. I just won't have you a part of my circle no more. But I forgave you. But I may have to block you for my mental health. Really, for my mental health. He's always teasing, so you can't. But it may be for your mental health, right? But you got to still love him. But I did forgive you now, right? And that's important. Everybody said it's important, right? Now, go to the next slide, Nari. Now, when you look at, we have in our bodies, we have what you call energy centers. Everybody say energy centers. They're invisible, but we have electromagnetic field inside of us. We have this energy. We have seven chakras. They call energy centers in our body, right? Seven of them. We have a root chakra that's located on the base of your spine. You ever see people meditate? See the woman meditating, and she's sitting down, and she's grounded to the earth, right? Because the earth is what? A negative charge or a positive charge? Who knows? It's a positive. And you are negative, right? That's why it's important. When they put tennis shoes on you, they ground, they ungrounded you. They ground. That's why you get rubber, it grounds you, so you don't get electrical current, right? If you want to get healed, walk around barefooted. Get naked in your backyard and lay down on the grass and see what happens. It'll heal your whole body. You got pains and you got things, blockages in your system, close your eyes. Go in your backyard, get as naked as you can get and lay on the grass and watch your body get healed. Is that powerful, right? So you got these energy. So you got seven chakras. They're energy, and they just moving. Right? And they send up energy. The second one you have is right up under your belly button, right? And it's called your sacral. And it's your second chakra. The third one comes from your belly. Everybody say, out of my belly shall flow the rivers of living water. The power comes out of your belly. Then you have your heart chakra, right? It's so important because it's dealing with your feelings and your emotion. Your heart takes a picture of everything. If somebody hurt you, your heart take a quick picture, and it freezes it in high definition. It's the best camera money can buy, right? And anytime something happens again that's related to that, it'll bring that picture back up in full color. And every emotion, every feeling you had when it happened comes back, right? So the next one is your throat chakra. Your throat chakra is dealing with your voice, right? That's why I said out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak it. If the minute you be careful, because when you open that thing, that big hole, and you let things out, it sends out a lot of energy. It creates a lot of problems, right? But it does a lot of blessings. And I can speak things into existence. I have the power to talk it, right? And then I got my heart can bring it to me, right? So my heart, my voice is electric and my heart is magnetic. So it's coming, I can speak it and my energy will follow it and my heart will bring it when I'm grateful. Right? So I have to understand my breathing. Then you have, the next one is called your third eye, your intuition. You ever been watching, man, I just had an intuition. Something, I don't know why I had, that just came about. It just came out of nowhere, didn't it? Right? And it's right on point because that's your third eye. Right? Because it ain't number energy traveling in waves. Remember, you ain't number energy. Right? If you think I'm lying, look it up. And then come back next week and call me a story, right? And the seventh one, right, is called your crown chakra. Right? Now, go to the next slide, Nari. It's gonna help. So your root chakra is dealing with your trust issues. Right? Your sacral or your sexual or your creativity. That's where all your creativity comes from. Right? That's why the babies are born there. Your business are born there. Right? It's there. It's important, so the energy, but if it's blocked, you got a problem. Right? There's no creativity. There's, you can't birth nothing. You say, I'm stuck, and my baby can't come. Right? It ain't a physical baby. It could be your business is your baby. Right? You're trying to get some out, and it just won't come. Check your energy level. Check your breathing. Because something's wrong with your breathing. Something's plugged up inside of you. The next one is your solar plexus, which are your wisdom and your power. Right? And that's important, right? Then your heart is dealing with your love and your healing. Right? When your heart is broken, people can say anything, when they can talk to you, they're blue in the face. If you don't get your heart healed, you can't hear nothing. You can't hear when your heart is broken. Right, but when my heart is in sync, right, because God, the abundance of the heart, because God lives in the heart of a man, right. And watch this here. And your throat is your communication; it helps you communicate. It makes you know and you believe in what you say, and you stand on your word and you trust it. right? And then because once I verbalize it, right, I may speak. Be careful what you say, because you may speak it into existence. I remember people used to say, "Don't you say it." I thought they was tripping. "Don't speak that thing." They said, "Listen, man, my head hurting. My head is hurting. I'm sorry. It's just hurting." Every time you say it, we ain't number energy, man. You bring all, you put all the tension in. When all you put all the tension in, man, the headache never go away. The pain in your back will never go away, because you're taking all your energy and you're putting it there, and it's going to follow it. All your energy follows, and you're putting all the, because we're nothing but energy. So I speak it, and when I speak it, I give it life. That's why, watch this. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So be careful what you say, right? And a lot of us speak death all the time, right? We talk one way, right? We say something else, but we talk. Soon as we open our mouth, it tells what we're really thinking. Because it's better to be thought a fool than to speak out and remove the doubt, right? Because once you speak, it comes out, it's there. You can't pull it back, because now it gets in the atmosphere. Now it's gone. Soon as you say it, it's gone. Here's the thing. When you think it, Jesus told us that if you think about a woman, you've already done it. Because once the thought hits your mind, it's already traveling. When you speak it, you just verbalize it and gave it more power. It's like putting your foot on the gas pedal when you speak it. So you got to be careful, right? Because it all works together. So when your heart and your mind is out of sync, right, your whole life is a mess. And you wonder why you're walking around the way you're walking around, but we're going to fix that in a few minutes, right? And the third is just your third eye is your awareness. Am I aware of what's going on in my situation? I can see things before it happens, right? It don't just happen. I have to prepare myself spiritually for it. And the last thing I called, that's why I said, I didn't say it last time. I said, let's talk about this crown chakra. Everybody say the crown chakra. Now, the crown chakra, I say, is like your Wi-Fi signal. It's your spiritual antenna, right? It's when I connect with God, right? I make a connection with God. And we do it all the time, and we believe a lot of people have a great Wi-Fi signal. That's why we ask them to pray for us. Because you paid your Wi-Fi bill. And you believe that. It sounds funny. I got to tell you the language you understand. So you connect with God. It ain't never, listen, study it. It ain't nothing but a connection to the universe. Right? And you bring things in, and once you connect to God, ain't no devil in hell can stop you. And when you got a Wi-Fi, now, how does it happen? When Jesus breathed on them, the breath of life, he breathed into them, right? And he said, he told them to be peace. He said, I'm going to send you, but you need to be peaceful. Raise your hand if you ever meditated. Right? It's up. You can be mad as a dog. I'm going to kill. I swear to God. Do something to, if you want to, I'm about breathe if you want to. If you breathe, breathe is coming down. I don't care how mad you are. I don't care how angry you are. I don't care how much you dislike them. Close your eyes and breathe and watch everything change. Once you take deep breaths and you start to breathe, I don't care how angry, God will calm, the God in you is activated. And then you start breathing and you breathe, take some deep breaths in, pull it from the abdominal all the way up to your head. It's like I'm talking to God. Everything just calms me right down. Right? My emotions I'm all over the place. Breathe. They said, just breathe, baby. Just breathe. Calm down and breathe. Once you understand your chakras, your energy centers, I get those things in alignment. How do I do it? I breathe. Everybody say breathe. I take deep breaths. I inhale. Hold it and let it all out. Now, if you think I'm telling a story, soon as your child make you mad, because you know your kid is bad, soon as your kid make you mad and angry, close your eyes for a few seconds, take a deep breath and breathe and watch it change everything. It changes all. Because what's happening now, you're getting to line up with the God inside of you. You start to get lined. You got to learn how to breathe. You got to breathe in order to connect with God. You got to get those energy centers in alignment. And once they get in alignment, there's no devil in hell can stop you. Because now I can conquer anything once I calm myself down. Right? Go to the next slide, Nari. right? The word chakra means a wheel describing a round vertex-like energy center along the spine. It's along your spinal cord is so important. They used to call some, if you go back in ancient times, they called it the tree of life. Because everything comes from that spine. That's why when you mess with that spine, it messes with your finger. You can check on your spine. I told my wife, I was in the shower. I said, honey, when I'm in the shower, my legs tighten up at the bottom. Feel like my blood pressure, like my feet is starting to swell. And I said, I know what it is, right? It ain't nothing but the water hitting my nervous system. My back is against the water because I have some issues with my back. And it all of a sudden, and it affects the nerves in your body because everything goes through your back. How many people got back problems? Y'all know what I'm talking about. So here's how I stop my pain in my back. This is literally how I stop my pain in my back. I don't have the pain in my back like that. I get up in the morning, and Ardina tell you, I get up in the morning, sometimes the pain is so great, I don't know what to do, right? And all I do, I don't say nothing to Ardina because I don't like it in the morning, right? So I go to the other room, right? And because you're in pain, you don't want to talk to nobody, right? So I go to the other room, and I breathe. I start doing breathing exercise, and I talk to my spine. Watch this here, all 33 vertebrae. And I put them in alignment, I tell them to behave. Get in line. I said, why are you clowning? You better stop, behave. I said, you got, because you ain't nothing but energy. That's all you are. You ain't nothing but energy vibrating at a high rate of speed. So I just calm you down. Right? And then it lines up. Y'all remember I couldn't walk at one time, right? With surgeries, right? So you have to do it. You know, I told you guys about the experience. You know, I have to talk to my body. Once you talk to your body will behave. But the key to it is, everybody said breathing. It's breathing, right? Go to the next slide, Nari. All right, so your chakras are electromagnetic fields that emanate from the nervous system. That means you got its number energy. Look it up. You say, oh, he's just tripping. Look it up. Right? It's your number energy flowing from you. You got this electromagnetic field around you. I was showing the people in Bible study the other day. We spent the whole Bible study teaching them how to breathe. And you create this, you got this magnet. You just strengthen your listen, I ain't been sick in so long, right? Because I got this electromagnet. I just operate it and I move it. And before I come into church, before I go into a building, I strengthen it. So anybody coming to my electromagnet, they're going to come into some power. So you come into me, right, you're going to run into me. And I'm vibrating at a high level. So if you down here, you just wasting your energy messing with me for real. Right? I'm going to bring you where I want you to be. You're not bringing me down. I'm taking you up. Right? If you're so weak, so I remove you. Right? If I feel like I'm kind of weak and you mess with me, I hang up. I told a guy the other day, I said, I promise you this on my mama in her grave. Call me again and say one word out of you'll never ever get me again on the phone. Never. You'll never talk to me on the phone again. You have to talk to me through somebody else. I blocked you because I would not allow you to interrupt my energy. Because I knew you're negative because the energy, he'd come in and hijack you. You ever see somebody, you talk to him, soon you talk to him, ain't number problem. Well, my mama said my foot hurting. I don't understand why the kids, they said, everything is a complaint. They energy vampires. They energy vampires, right? And if you're not up, if you haven't been doing your breathing and getting yourself in line, you can't deal with them energy vampires. They'll be in your spouse. They'll be in your kids. Remember, don't get your spouse mixed up because you're married to them and your children because you gave birth. We're all energy centers. Right? And if I'm not right, I can mess Ardina all up if she's not right. It doesn't matter who you are, right? I just married you, right? But we have to be in sync. The reason why we get along so good is because we sync. We get on the same wavelength. And then we're bad for real, for real. That's why Jesus said, if two or three are touching and agreeing, that's what he's telling you. If y'all, if I can get y'all seeking together, ain't no devil in hell can stop y'all. You don't need nobody else. He gave you a partner. Y'all just got to sync up. Y'all meditate and breathe together. When y'all walk out the house, look out. It's power. Everybody say power. Right? Now, one of y'all, I don't believe all that crazy stuff. You fighting a battle for real. Because, see, sometimes your worst enemy is in your own house. They don't understand it, right? Go to the next slide. Because I got 9 minutes. Go to the next slide, Larry. Right? All right. Now, so chakras are part of our body informational network, right? It integrates with the nervous system. They guide your life by reflecting your spirit and soul where? Everybody say inside. It's an inside job. Right. If I get together, Maggie, if I get it together and I start sinking, right, and I'm meditating and I get everything lined up and I get my chakras lined up and my energy level, everything's lined up and I'm there and I feel so powerful when I wake up. I say wake up because I come alive. Because I shut the world down. You shut everybody else down, and you go inside. And when you come to as a different person with a lot of power. Right? Because you just already synced yourself. Right? And so you close yourself off. No body, nowhere, nothing. Right? And then all of a sudden you come out of it, and it's like, wow. They say, well, you different. I am. Right? But it's not going to be a negative. And you're going to know it because the way I treat you and I deal with you, you're going to know. Right? I mean, because that thing, those energy cycles are real and they're powerful. And they're moving all the time. And when they get blocked, you're all out of whack. People say, well, I can't meditate. You got to. Because the noise in your head is crazy. Right? I read a book, Don't Believe Everything You Think. I try not to even think. Because when you start thinking, you start going down. The more you think, the worse it gets. You start off wondering, next thing you mad at the world. Your mind is so crazy. If you don't line it up and get your spirit and your heart in alignment, you're looking at people cross-eyed and they haven't done nothing to you. You say, I know they're acting funny, and they don't even know you're looking at them. Guess who acting funny? You. You the problem. Because you haven't meditated. You haven't gotten yourself in line with God. God, you're going to find every woman in here that had a baby in the dark. I didn't say had sex in the dark. I said had the baby. The baby was in the dark of the womb. Everything is birthed in the dark. That's why you got to shut everything down and go into the dark in your meditation. When you close everything down and turn everything black and go inward, man, then the birth. Then life comes out of darkness. It doesn't come out of light. It comes out of darkness. And then you're like, pow. And then the light hits. And it's like, woo-wee. That's important, and you have to do it. Every single day. Everybody say every day. Every day. Every day. I can be looking at you like this here and meditating. Because I'm talking to you, and you're talking crazy, and I got to breathe. And I'm looking at you saying, because if I don't do it, if I don't get my line, you're going to say something, I'm going to react to you, and I'm going to be out of sync. And then we're going to have an entanglement, Patrick, and it's going to be crazy. I'm going to say something, you're going to say something, we're going to start arguing. And then, well, how many people ever argue with somebody, honestly? All you're doing is you just yelling back and forth, I want to get my point. We're not even in sync. I'm not even hearing what you're saying. And here's the thing, Alex. I'm not even trying to hear what you say because I'm already thinking about what I'm going to say before you finish saying what you're saying. So I'm already ready to rebuttal. Well, that's just how we operate. That's because y'all all out of whack. Get in sync. You don't have to do all that. You know, I thank God for Ardina because I was nuts. Ardina just don't argue. Right? So that's why we ain't never argued in 39 years and raised our voice to each other in 39 years. Because if I lose my mind, Ardina, let's look at me like she, I don't know, she's been meditating all her life or what? She just look at me. And she, y'all, I'm not making this up. And she'll walk out the room. And she'll come back a little later and check the temperature. So you get it right. You get it right, buddy. And the more I start meditating, then I start understanding her. Right? And that was the blessing in our marriage, right? All right, I got 4 minutes. Oh, go to the next slide real quick. I got to close this thing out real quick. Now, here's the thing. It's going to be real quick, right? Because it's the way you think. Everybody say the way I think. Listen, don't think the way you've been raised, because your parents may have been a nut cake and a fruit cake, like I was at one time, right? So sometimes your parents are crazy and they don't know no better. Now, I'm not saying Stephanie crazy, man. I know you say you right, bro. I know you're talking, Pastor, I know you're telling the right truth, right? I'm not saying Terry or crazy. The kid is, ooh, I don't know how you know my daddy. No, I ain't telling that, right? Here's the deal, right? A lot of time, man, we only what we are when we was growing up. That's all we knew. So we thought we was doing it right, right? So you start to see, Terry said, every first and third, man, when I was doing this, he's so transparent. He said, I was off the chain. But once he started bringing in, he became a whole new person. And sometimes our parents were telling us stuff and we thought it was right. You know, some of you girls will know this, right? So some of these girls, like Sister Adam, they might notice this way back. These old folk, girl, you know, work what you got, right? Don't let nobody, keep a little bit on the side. Always hold you something over here. Your parents tell you that kind of stuff, right? It'll mess up your marriage. You'll be keeping a secret, keeping a little stash over here, and somebody's struggling, and the other one's struggling, and you keep a little stash on the side, and y'all struggling, and you got the resource, it won't help. Because your mama said, baby, keep your something on the side. Don't you let him put you out there, right? And so you don't make the commitment to the marriage fully because of what they told you. But once you get in sync and you realize yours is mine and mine is yours, if I ain't got, you ain't got, because they turn the lights off on you, they turn them off on me. Why am I keeping some money up under the mattress, man, when the lights getting ready to go off? And I got the resources. Because I'm holding it for the emergency, it's an emergency now. Right? So our parents gave us some crazy advice. Right? But once we come into the knowledge of God and know who God is, and we understand the kingdom inside of us, we're different. Right? Now listen, here we go. I'm about to wrap it up in 2 minutes. Paul wrote it. He said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are of honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are what? Pure. Whatsoever things are what? Lovely. Whatsoever things are what? Keep on. Keep on. If there be what? Any virtue, and if there be any, do what? Listen to me. He said the way you think matters. He said, the way you think matters. What you're thinking about matters, right? Your thinking affects your behavior. But where does my thinking come from? It comes from my heart. What's in my heart affects my brain. And once I think it, then I what? Speak it. What if I lined it all up and understand that the kingdom of God is inside of me? And I start thinking about everything that's pure. Everything that's loving. So when I see my wife and something going wrong, it ain't about her. It's about the situation. Right? And I look at the good in her and not the bad. Right? Man, he says, think about these things. And you line those things up. Now we all messed up. I don't even know how to pay the bills. I don't know what's going on. Come on, Ardina. Come on. Come on. Tony, come on, baby. Let's hold hands. Let's breathe. And I promise you, and I'm done. If I'm lying, come back and tell the whole church. Grab hands, sync up, and say, baby, we finna breathe. Right? And watch how y'all world change. Y'all gonna start to see, God gonna open up, and you're gonna see the answer to your problems. Things gonna line up, you're gonna start working together instead of against each other. You're gonna not let people on the outside interfere with what's on the inside. And the God in you is so, because once we do it, I'm focusing on doing right inside of me. You focusing on doing right, and we get this Wi-Fi connection, and we connect. We got a double dose of God. And so now when we connect to God, good God Almighty, and it all has to do with how we breathe. Now, Lil Briggs, go to the free throw line, right? Close your eyes in the next game. Take a deep breath. Look at the rim. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. I promise you, you can see the rim. You'll make the shot with your eyes closed. You can line it all up, and you can see it before you see it. I can tell you to close your eyes right now, man. You can visualize already where you want to be, when you want to be there. Once I visualize it, my energy going to follow it. So if I sync up and I get in right standing with God because the kingdom is inside of me, where is God? In me. Well, he's out there. He is out there. He's everything. And we're a fractal of him, so we got to connect with him. So the God in me connect with the God up there, and there ain't no devil in hell can stop us. Now, here's the trick, and I'm done. The only thing going to stop you is you. It was, man, the devil. Flip Wilson said, the devil made me do it. That's because you are the devil. You're the devil. Everybody say, I'm the devil. I'm the devil. I'm the one to stop me. Because the devil means adversary. I'm my own adversary. You can't stop me unless I stop me. I'm my own adversary. Once I realize that I'm in control of me, and the Bible says, greatest heat is in me, the heat is in the world, and God is in me, and I got control of me, I don't need you to tell me what I need to do. Because he always tell me what to do. Give the Lord a hand clap. Everybody stand to your feet. I'm 2 minutes over. I don't blame it on my head and not my heart. Yep. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. We thank you so much for living inside of us. Lord, let us always be able to see the beauty of making a commitment to you as we go inside of us. Not looking on the outside. We don't need no drugs. We don't need another woman. We don't need no more money. We need a better relationship with you inside of us. Give us the confidence, the courage, and the boldness to be able to reflect you in every day of our life. And Lord, you already got access to all the resources, all the money, the homes, the cars, all of it belong to you. Other people build a house, and then we get to live in it. So Lord, we don't worry about those things. We just trust you. Give us a mind and desire to go inward so we can love like we're supposed to love. Give us the ability to breathe. Take time out of our schedule to breathe every single day. Take time to breathe so we can connect with you. So the breath of God that's inside of us will lead our life on the outside. We love you so much. In your name we pray. Amen. Hey, the altar is open for those who like prayer. And for those who are leaving, God bless you. Have safe travels and may God be with you. But the altar is open for those who like prayer. Thank you.
everything.